Subramaniya Bharti, the nationalist poet and fiery freedom fighter. Subramaniya Bharti lived only for 39 years. In this short span of exemplary life, he made tremendous contributions to the nation as a freedom fighter, poet, and social and spiritual reformer. His contribution to Indian ethos will be celebrated for generations to come. During his lifetime, when the freedom movement was at its pinnacle, he not only aroused patriotic fire but touched every aspect of human life through his poems and writings. That is why he is called Mahakavi, which means great poet. Mahakavi Bharti was born on the 11th of December 1882 at Etteyapuram in Tuticorin district. His father's name was Chinnaswamy Iyer and his mother's name was Lakshmi Ammal. His parents named him Subramani. At the age of 5, Subramanian lost his mother. Subramanian was blessed with literary, poetic and debating skills at an early age itself. He started to develop poetic abilities at the age of 7. At the age of 11, Subramanian won a debate contest which was held at the court of Maharaja of Etteyapuram. Seeing young Subramanian debating abilities with eminent scholars, the Maharaja of Etteyapuram conferred him the title, Bharti. Henceforth he was known as Subramaniya Bharti. Bharti did schooling till 9th grade at Hindu school in Tirunelveli. He developed his poetic and literary capabilities while pursuing studies. Many distinguished scholars were amazed to see how the young Bharti was blessed with outstanding credentials at an early age. Bharti was married at the very early age of 15, which was the prevailing custom in those days. His wife's name was Chelamma. At the age of 16, Bharti's father died, which propelled his poverty. At the age of 16, Bharti left to live with his uncle in Varanasi. There he gained a fair knowledge of Sanskrit, Hindi and English. He also duly passed with credit the entrance examination of Allahabad University. The Banaras stay brought about a tremendous change in Bharati's personality. Outwardly, he sported a mustache and a Sikh turban and acquired a bold swing in his walk. After spending a few years in Varanasi, Bharti returned to Etteyapuram. The king of Etteyapuram requested Bharti to work as a poet in his court. Bharti, after a short stay at king's court, took a job as a Tamil teacher at Setupathi High School in Madurai. Journalist and freedom fighter, Bharti developed not only a love for poems and literature but also a nationalistic passion. Bharti's thirst for the nation's freedom from colonial rule took him to Madras to work as journalist at Swadeshi Mitran. While working in Swadeshi Mitran, Bharti developed a rapport with other freedom fighters such as V.O. Chidambaram Pillai and Subramaniya Siva. In the year 1906, Bharti was invited to attend the Calcutta session of the Indian National Congress. There he had an opportunity to meet national leaders like Dadabhai Noroji, Bala Gangadhar Tilak, and Lajpat Rai etc. At the same time, he met Swami Vivekanand and Sister Nivedita. Later, Bharti accepted Sister Nivedita as his guru. Bharti started to involve in the freedom movement more feverishly. He started two more magazines, Balabhartham and India, in which he outpoured his nationalistic emotions. His poems and writing were so simple that even a layman could also understand them. His simple poems and writings awakened the spirits of youth and every common man to participate in the freedom struggle. Apart from contributing for the freedom struggle through his writings, Bharti organized several meetings inviting revolutionary national leaders such as Balagandhar Tilak and many others. Bharti himself, a freedom fighter, also created many through his writings and speeches. The noted ones were Nilkanda Brahmachari and Vanchinathan. Life in Pondicherry. Bharti created an arousing response to the freedom struggle through his writings. This triggered anger among the British. They exiled him to the then French territory of Pondicherry. Thereafter, for many years, Bharti lived at Pondicherry. He also started to publish his magazines from Pondicherry once the British banned his publications in their territory. Bharti's years at Pondicherry were the best part of his life. Bharti got acquainted with one of the greatest freedom fighters and spiritual reformers of India, Arbindo Ghosh. Bharti produced the greatest literary and poetry works during his years at Pondicherry. We can say that time brought out real Mahakavi in him. Bharti was arrested by the British in the year 1918 from Cuddalore, which was in British India, when he reached there to meet his ailing wife. He was released after spending 34 days in prison. Since his publications were banned, Bharti was again pushed into poverty. Bharti came back to Chennai and never stopped to pursue his passions. Final days. Bharti used to visit Parthasarathi temple at Tiruvellikini in Madras and used to feed the temple elephant. On one unfortunate day, when Bharti went to feed, the elephant attacked him. Bharti sustained injuries on his legs and head. What affected his health is the sudden shock after the elephant attack, from which he never recovered. Mahakavi Subramania Bharti attained God's lotus feet on September 11, 1921 at the age of 39. Some of Bharti's notable works are Panjali Sapatham, Kannan Pattu, Kuyil Pattu, translation of Patanjali Yoga Sutra, translation of Bhagavad Gita, Chinnachriyu Kiliye, Vinayagar Nanmanimalai, Viduthalai Padalgal, Gyana Padalgal and many more. Dravidian, Bharti. The Dravidian academicians and writers these days portray Bharti as someone who was against the Brahmin community and Hindu religion, which practiced caste evils. But Bharti was actually only against discriminatory practices such as untouchability and discrimination against women. Bharti was a great devotee of the goddess Kali and composed many poems praising the goddess. In his days at Madras, he was a frequent visitor of the Parthasarathi temple dedicated to Lord Vishnu. The Dravidian thinkers are now trying to misrepresent his original ideals to suit their propaganda. Subramania Bharti is the father of modern Tamil poetry. His poems and literary works were not restricted to thoughts on freedom movement alone but echoed his emotions as a social reformer speaking about all social evils prevailing at his times. As a spiritual philosopher, he translated Bhagavad Gita into Tamil and wrote many poems for children. As mentioned earlier, he touched every aspect of human life as a poet of all ages. His poems were visionary documents of how free India should be. That is why he is celebrated many years after his time and will be for generations to come. Thank you for listening to the organizer.